Here comes Blog Talk.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed. My present makes sense. My future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven, my road is narrow, my way is rough, my companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be fucked, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversaries, negotiate at the table of my enemy or ponder at the pool of popularity. Give up, set up, let up until I've stayed up, bored up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus.
Here we go tonight. We're going live, Facebook Live. Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. We're glad to have you with us today.
Good evening.
All around the world. Our friends and partners around the world in Blog Talk Radio. May God richly bless you. May God richly bless you all over the world, wherever you may be. And, you know, the more we do with God and through God and in God, the more we see God is doing a mighty, 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 mighty big thing. And I'm just amazed. You and I can look at this and say, thank you, Lord, that you have made a simple process go around this world and change people's lives. I'm missing a lot. Mm-hmm. Phyllis K. Raymond, love you.
Yes, we do.
Phyllis K. Raymond, love you. The other guy thought that too, Phyllis. Say again. Yeah, I didn't get it. I command the signal works. We're getting a little bit, but it's picking up. Hold the mic closer to you.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah. Loud and clear.
Okay.
What's for supper? Well, what's for supper, Ma?
My
Sounds wonderful.
Sounds absolutely amazing, actually. I have...
If I ate everything
for me,
I'd be 100 pounds heavier.
All of us have to show a little bit of restraint, don't we? All righty then. Let's see you.
Hi, Chris.
Turn the ringer off. Hi, Chris.
That's great. How did your first day go?
Amen.
Did you love it? That's an exciting thing.
Christopher Andrew Dennis is live with us over there on Facebook Live.
On Facebook, yeah.
Welcome.
Dinner was homemade leftover tacos.
Woo! What's it like for temperature in Louisiana, fellas?
It was nice today. It wasn't even raining. Can you believe it? A whole day with no rain?
Come on. Hallelujah. Whole day with no rain. Glad you didn't have rain, but send the snow.
I
know.
Maybe once every 5 years. That's good enough for me.
That's good enough for you. Snow don't belong in the swamp. Gators do, right?
That's right.
I can hear myself again echoing.
Make sure it's not me. So, Chris, were you sad to leave Salvation Army, or was it time? Because this is quite a change, but exciting.
Yeah. Yep. So, welcome, everybody. It's Monday.
Welcome, everybody.
January 31st. Wow.
Can you believe it?
Wow.
Yeah.
We already have consumed a whole month.
Wow.
You'd have thought this month would have gone slow since we was fasting, but it has not gone slowly. At least in my opinion, it's not gone slowly. Brother Dan, what'd you have for supper?
Amazing awesomeness.
Brother Dan's home, so tonight is not hot dogs or a hamburger at Wendy's. Although we're not opposed to that.
No.
Especially if you get an Impossible Burger at Burger King.
Oh my goodness. Woo! Wonderful. Have you guys tried them yet? They're so good.
We got to stop talking about all this food, though. One of the interesting things I've acquired during this fast is a favorite chef.
Yeah.
On YouTube. God bless him. He's a good man. Looks like he knows what he's doing. All right, I'm going to let you do some talking now. And I'm...
God bless him. He's a good man. Looks like he knows what he's doing.
It's all cool.
Yeah. Yeah, as we're fasting, and he was watching this chef make meatloaf tonight, bacon-wrapped meatloaf. It is a funny thing about fasting, though. You do become very infatuated, I guess, with food. You like to watch everybody prepare it. Watch all the food clean networks. Which we really haven't. They just seem to pop up on our screen when we're closing up the programs at the end of the night. There's all of these cooking things, and of course you have to click on them.
That meatloaf I just saw him make, oh my goodness. He makes like a 5-meat meatloaf and then wraps the pan, the bread pan, lays bacon all the way across it. all the way around the edge of it so it's folded out over, and then puts the meatloaf inside of it and then wraps it all up in all the bacon so it's just one big chunk of bacon wrapped meatloaf. It'd make you go out and kill a pig tonight. But anyways, we want to encourage you, Brother Roger Oxy. Good to have you with us tonight, man.
Hi, Roger.
How's things going in Warren?
Oh, Dan and Gwen had spaghetti. Yum.
Well, that's right. He said that, spaghetti.
Yeah. One of the chefs I was watching one night made baked spaghetti.
Spaghetti. I bet you had a salad with it, too. Don't just say spaghetti. You got to have salad. And
hi, Francetta.
Francetta, welcome. Where are you seeing all these people at?
So glad you're here. They're over here.
All right.
On Facebook. Over here.
Yeah, over there.
They're on this side of the
house. They're on that side. Amen. Now, welcome to this great another night. We got everything rolling over here on our side. If you're already on and you received a notification from me, I'm sending you another one because there's too much going on right now with people inconsistencies. So if you get disconnected from Facebook Live, then you'll have the ability to go right back there, click on that link. It's in your messenger. Those of you who are followers, close partners with us, I sent it to you. I'm not trying to spam you. I'm not trying to say hint, hint, show up. I just want you to have the ability that if you get disconnected, you can go right back in. You don't have to go searching for it. Because if you receive notifications like I receive notifications, you can sit around and wait for a while because they don't show up.
Yeah.
But it's all right. I would never spam you. I don't believe in that. And I just want you to be able to be connected. Brother Roger, how you doing, man?
Then I had chicken salad and cabbage for dinner. Yum.
I like that.
Yeah.
Chicken, cabbage, and salad?
Chicken salad and cabbage.
It doesn't matter. Chicken cabbage would be good if you ask me.
That's true. I love cooked cabbage.
Well, Sister Francetta, bless you. God bless you and your family. God bless your work and your effort and your blessing in the wonderful city of...
Yeah.
Well, hey, I don't know if she ever said her city yet. I didn't want to give it away unless she did.
Yeah.
All right, Jackson, Michigan. Wonderful place to be. Wonderful people in Jackson. And, you know... I love how God just puts us all over the globe. I was looking again last night, and it is just amazing how God is doing this with Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Because I do zero advertising with Blog Talk Radio, zero. I don't even know how you would. I don't even know how you do it.
Right.
All right. I have no idea who the people are, all right? We have no record of them anywhere, except that when you get on here and I go into my switchboard, I can see the nations that they're in. And until you are 1% of our viewing audience, you're not even on the board. So you don't even get your nation on there until you're 1% of the viewing audience. I just want you to listen to this. United States is 58%. Japan is 7.8%.
Wow.
South Korea is 6.8%. United Kingdom is 6.4%. Germany, 3.2%. Now, you might say, how, Pastor? I don't know. It doesn't matter. God. Everybody just say God.
God.
South Africa is 1%. Nigeria is 2.2%. Ghana, Africa is 1%. I mean, this is amazing. I don't, nobody is on Facebook Live with us. You know, we don't know you. Spain is 1%. France is 3.2%. And then you got Switzerland, and you got Hungary, and you got Russia, and you got Estonia, and you got Sweden. Now, I mean, just think about what we just read you. The Netherlands.
Wow.
And when you look at it, Switzerland, you look at it, you're just like, what? Hi. Glad to have you people with us. And for those of you that are streaming live us on Facebook, welcome. We're glad to have you with us. And those of you in America, we love you too. We're just glad that we get to bring this to the whole world and share it on this platform with you. And however we can be a blessing with you, we'll be glad to do it. Feel free to share it anywhere in any nation with any of your family and friends. Those of you around the world, I don't even know how some of you in a foreign land can even know what I'm saying. But that's everybody. There's English is all over the world. So, you know, people are there.
Well, they have those interpretation apps too now, though, that...
And, well, that very well could be, and we're glad to have you. We're just glad to have you. If you can drop us a message, drop us a line, let us know where you're listening from. We would thoroughly enjoy that, and we thank you for being our friends and partners and praying for us. Pray for your nation. Pray that this program goes all the way across your nation, and that people all over your whole nation are listening to it. It'll be a blessing to you. Jesus isn't a white Jesus. Jesus isn't an American Jesus. Jesus is Jesus.
Jesus, Lord of all.
And he said through the Holy Spirit to the Apostle Paul, there's no Jew nor Greek. There's no male nor female. There's no bond or free. No matter where you are, you are one of us. And we welcome you to be with us. Brother Roger, go ahead, man. Can't hear you. Welcome, Francetta, Tisha Jones, Ramona Dance, Brother Chris, Sunday Geyser.
Goodness, I'm not seeing all of those.
The guys. Saints are marching in. Go ahead, Roger.
There it goes.
Whoa. In the name of Jesus, we declare healing in Roger's shin right now from all of the effect of this. And we declare from the top of his head to the bottom of your feet, healing, health, and strength in your body.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty.
Yeah, put your hands right on it. In the mighty name of Jesus, skin be renewed, wound be healed, immune system be strong, marrow in the bones work, organs work, strength to our brother in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Right here, right now, tonight. Who had COVID? Sister Donna Howie Schubick. You used to have COVID. We give God glory and honor and praise for breaking the power of that in your body.
Amen.
And in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we command and declare according to the word of God, immediate recovery for our sister. Right here,
amen,
right now, in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. This is a healing room where God shows up and heals people.
Amen.
Because you have faith and I have faith and we stand in faith. Our program's called Establishing Your Faith. This is the community of faith that's bringing it to you. And Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. and the supreme galactical command of this ministry.
Amen.
In the mighty name of
Welcome,
Jesus.
Welcome, Rebecca. We didn't see you until just now. God bless you.
Welcome, Rebecca. Good to have you with us tonight. It's very interesting. I got the last comment I got that showed up is I did. It was awesome from Brother Chris.
Oh, his first day. He enjoyed his first day.
So for all of you that showed up after I did, it was awesome. Well, glory be to God. We're glad you're here. And keep posting. Sooner or later, they'll pop through where I can actually read them. And just know Sister Leanne is monitoring your comments like I would like to be able to. And you know what?
It's amazing, though, the ones that you see on that side of the desk that I don't ever see over here, too. It's just interesting what they pick to show each of us.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
So what did everybody have for dinner?
Yeah, we got a few. Ramona, we need to know what you had for dinner.
Yeah.
Rebecca.
Hi,
Sister
Ramona.
Sister Tisha. We want to know what you had for dinner. And you know, it's something fun we do. Phyllis just described macaroni and cheese and chicken that was like, oh yeah, we need that recipe.
Yeah.
Brother Roger, what'd you have?
I just had something for munchies, that's all.
Munchies.
Yep.
I like munchies, man.
Potato chips.
I like potato chips. They're good for you. They're potatoes. They have all the important. They have the important ingredients. They have potatoes, and they have chips, and they have fat and salt. It's the most important things you can have in your system.
Yeah, a tomato sandwich. Oh my goodness, we were just talking about that. What, yesterday or the day before? Thinking, oh, we haven't had a tomato sandwich in so long.
Now, Ramona,
sounds amazing.
We saw a man make fried red tomatoes, and then he put like
a frittata
over it. He fried the tomatoes first, and then he put a frittata over it.
Woo! Yeah, it looks really good. I've never thought of frying red tomatoes before. We love green fries, but I've never fried a red one.
Don't worry. My next program I'm going to put out is Cooking with Pastor Sam.
Yeah.
And after we go off, it'll be Cooking with Sister Ramona. And then Brother Roger is going to lead us in the Polish restaurant cooking.
And Sister Gwen, she's going to need a night too. Rebecca had Reuben sandwiches from Arby's.
Isn't that something? Why is that not updating? Comments for me. Anyways, well, guys, welcome. We're glad to have you. If this is new to you, learning what everybody ate for supper. We're not putting pictures of our supper up. We're just talking about it. All right? It's just something that we do here, and we get together and have a good time and enjoy one another's presence. And there you go, potato sticks.
What is it?
Roger's having potato sticks, munchies.
Oh.
Tomatoes are real bad for arthritis because more pain if you eat them. Well, except when you bless them. Because when you bless them, everything is legal for everybody. So
amen.
We bless your food and your water for you right now in Jesus' name. Everybody say, you know, Pastor, you talk about having a fast, but you guys don't sound like you're fasting.
Well, we're just very food fixated right now. And I believe if I pray over a hot fudge sundae, it's going to be
amen, amen, amen. You can bless a hot fudge sundae and be right back in the land of Canaan where the milk and honey is flowing. And even better than milk and honey, bananas and strawberries. Amen.
Oh.
Now listen, we got to get focused here. That's not food,
yeah.
But it's all right. I'm bringing you some hot manna right off the oven and out of the oven in heaven. So we're going to add a little supper with it. I think it's fun. You know, we don't actually get to sit down at the same table and eat with each other. But, you know, great friendships are made over supper.
Yeah.
Great friendships are made.
Yeah.
And
enjoy Ramona's pictures on her Facebook page. Like, wow, that just was awesome.
That's right, son, Francetta. After you bless a hot fudge sundae, there's no calories. We knew there was many gifts inside Sister Francetta. Amen. Anytime you're going out for hot fudge sundae at Dairy Queen, call Francetta. She knows how to bless it. Amen. Now, having said all of this, I want to say this to you, and if some of you are right in the middle of your fasting, and you're saying, you know what, I just want more. I just want more than what I've done already so far. I encourage you to do more.
Yeah.
I actually texted Dr. Barkley and in the middle of this month, what about a 40-day fast, Pastor? Or I just asked him about fasting, and he talked about a 40-day fast. Richard Winslow, welcome, brother. Good to have you, man. And what did you have for supper, my brother? Make sure you tell us about Oklahoma. Oklahoma just showed up.
Woo!
Now, anyways, he was talking about fasting for 40 days. Of course, that's an extreme fast if you go with no food at all. But I want to encourage you in this. I said it this morning, I'm going to say it again tonight. Fasting is about you and God getting serious together.
Amen.
About your spiritual growth and development. Jesus said to the disciples, when they said, why couldn't we cast that demon out? Jesus said, because of your unbelief. But these are people that he had already sent out around the world, around his region. And they cast out demons, healed the sick, raised the dead. They were already out there doing it.
Yeah.
And so he said, because of your unbelief. Well, faith and unbelief, everybody has always said, can't reside in the same heart. But what you got to realize is unbelief will cancel faith.
Yeah.
And if you're not careful, they will exist in the same side, in the same being, because you'll be like, I got faith. And you do have faith. You have born-again faith. You have being filled with the Holy Spirit faith. You have the righteousness of God faith. You have study the word faith. But when it comes to the faith for that, you might be like, wow, and there's still something in there. So Jesus said this kind comes out only by prayer and fasting. But it's not a demon that comes out by prayer and fasting. It's unbelief that comes out by prayer and fasting. When you go to that reference, and you study that, then you begin to see that what Jesus is talking about is the whole point of the reference point of that scripture is for them to get alone and be with the Father and to have consecration. Consecration is what he's talking about, not starvation. He wants you to consecrate yourself to him and for you to be able to enter in a greater way than you ever have before. Now, why are you saying all this, Pastor? I'm saying it because Sister Leanne and I are going to be fasting for another 10 days. We're actually doing a 40-day fast. And you might say, wow, Pastor, Jesus. Yeah, well, I said to us, come up higher. And we're like, well, all right. We'll come up higher. And he's just encouraged us to go on out. What's interesting is it's not even a struggle. Why? Because we made a decision to come up higher. If we get our focus off of I'm giving up food and we get our focus on I'm coming up higher, our energy and our whole spiritual force will be God is asking me to come up higher and I am going up higher with him. So there's nothing braggadocious about this. I just want you to know if you want to fast some more, then y'all come on and fast this. If you need encouragement in it, we're glad to encourage you and help you along, because it's a wonderful process that happens in our life when we set aside our time and our effort to enter in to where God is wanting us to be. Fasting is about you making a commitment to God, and then you laying aside the distractions or your food time, and you enter in to a new realm of relationship with him. And what happens then is you go up to a whole new level that you never, honestly, that you never knew before. Nafia Cotton, welcome. We're glad to have you tonight. Brother Chris Timmer, welcome. We're glad to have you tonight, Chris. Give us an update of what's going on with you and the family. You can even come on Zoom and share it with us if you'd like, because we're live on the Zoom. It's in the family thread, right, the link?
I'm putting it in.
All right. Sister Lynn has put it in right now. We'd be interested in hearing what's going on with your family, Chris, because we've all been speaking life and health and strength to Chris, and his family gets moved into the house together.
Yeah.
May the contractors get there and get everything ready just exactly how it's got to be. And Brother Chris walked through the door into his own strength of his own legs.
Amen.
I speak it done in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Are you in the house now, Chris?
Do you have keys in your hand? Hallelujah. Sounds like one happy house owner right there.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of a mandemic. Plandemic, scandemic. Karen's got the keys. Glory be to God. Somebody give God a great big shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen, Roger. Hallelujah. Amen, brother. Amen. 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 If you're believing for your house right now, just say, I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. If you're believing for your health right now, just say it. I receive my health and strength right now in Jesus' mighty name.
Yeah.
In Jesus' mighty
and
name.
And Odell's just finally moved into their new home too.
The Odell's are in their home. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Here comes Chris. All right. Looks like we're going to get to talk to him, guys.
Maybe got on mute.
Well, I don't quite see him yet, but I heard the ding that
there
he's here.
He is.
Hey, Brother Chris, love you.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing all right. All the way from the VA in North Chicago, Brother Chris Timmer.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, we got the keys. I'm not this Friday or nothing.
We declare signal work. We declare signal work.
Amen.
We declare signal work. Go ahead, Chris.
There, how much did you hear?
We got the keys. That was it.
Okay. We got the keys the same day we closed on the house. Now Karen's working on the VA should be out by Friday and putting the ramp on. My sister is kind of disgruntled with me. Because I got a new house or something, I don't know. But they're supposed to be getting my bed and the lift out of my sister's house on Thursday.
Hallelujah.
And they have to reinstall the lift because at my sister's house, the ceiling was higher. And at our house, it's like 2.5 inches shorter.
Huh.
So they got to redo whatever. But the Lord has blessed us in so many ways.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah.
It's been a long time coming, Sam.
Yeah.
We didn't give up, though, brother. We spoke to that mountain until it was removed.
Did you read my brother's post?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's amazing from where I started to where I am now.
Thank you, Lord.
And it's going to keep getting better.
And it's going to keep getting better. We got one battle right after another we're winning, so glory be to God.
And the Lord, I mean, at times it felt so dark because nothing was happening. Everything was at a standstill. And you just look around and like, is this going to be my life? And then the Lord says, well, what are you worrying about it for? And I looked at God and said, because I'm human. And the Lord said, I forgive you.
I forgive you for being human, son. Has anybody else ever heard those words? Amen, brother.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's so exciting. The kids were running around the new house and said there's nothing in it. It's echoing really bad. So my son gets out this truck that Grandma gave him. And of course, Grandma gets all cool stuff that makes noise. And kids, he's honking the horn on thing. It's echoing all over the house. Karen looks at me and said, I'm going to get your mother back for this.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, guys, what you're seeing right now is you're seeing a miracle right in front of your eyes right here, right now. You're watching a miracle happen right in front of your eyes. And we're still believing God with Chris, and we're speaking it and declaring it for health in his body from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. But he was in Hines there at the VA last year. How long you been there? You've been there a long time, brother.
Well, February 2nd, I ended up from Saginaw to Hines. Saginaw VA to Hines VA. Spent from February 2nd to July 31st in Hines. I got a 90-day vacation from the hospital and ended up coming back here November 1st. They taught me how to drive a handicapped vehicle, which is awesome.
Thank you, Lord.
Now we just got to find one. VA will do $30,000.
Wow. That's awesome.
All right. We're getting a good heads up from my brother. Thank you, Father. You froze up again, Brother Chris. So in a minute, you'll thaw back out. And you'll there he is.
Yeah, there I am. How much did you hear?
Well, you know, you got back, you know, back there in November and everything. But here's the most important thing I want everybody to see. You can see Chris is still laying in a hospital bed. That doesn't change the fact that we have spoken the healing power of God in his life.
Yeah.
It does not diminish one prayer that we have prayed. It does not diminish God's healing power. And we will see our brother rise up out of that bed too. And just like this miracle of a house. I mean, we fought this thing for months. We fought this.
Yeah.
I mean, and it doesn't matter how long you fight. You fight until you win in the Christian life. Our Father owns the ball field. He owns the bats. He owns the bases. He owns the balls. And we always win. And so, thank God for this great testimony tonight. Thank God. Go ahead.
Time for part is the battle hymn of the Republic.
Amen, brother. Go ahead, Chris.
I'm trying to turn the volume of the woods off, and then my brother tried to call in. And now the volume went back down. How do you fix this thing?
Yeah, you just have to keep turning it up, brother. Something about Zoom. When you come in, you got to just keep turning it up. And those of you that joined us on Zoom, if all of a sudden your volume goes down, just reach over and keep turning it up. Who knows what's going on, but it's just an app. Command it to work in Jesus' mighty name.
Well, Misty and Felicia, I love you guys.
Misty Nash, Felicia Eicher, this thing's going, man. Look at the night. This is a good night. We got Washington State. We got Oklahoma. We got Chicago. We got Michigan.
North Carolina.
We got Opelika, Alabama, Louisiana. Come on. We are reaching out and touching this world in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you.
In Jesus' mighty name. Now, let's get ourselves focused because of our time here. It's about time to start our teaching for the night. And I want to pray one time more for Brother Chris. And we're believing God for you, Brother Chris. And just we are standing in faith with you, man.
Yeah.
Now, Father, in Jesus' name, everybody just raise their hands toward your screen just in a point of agreement. In the name of Jesus, I speak over Chris and Karen and their family. Chris has not been home for almost 2 years. In the mighty name of Jesus, this is over. And this family is reunited together.
Amen.
Every detail of this, we command you to come together now in the mighty name of Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord, that there is healing in his body from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, and life more abundantly fills his whole being in Jesus' mighty, awesome, wonderful name. In Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we give you the glory, and we give you the honor. And we give you the praise, Lord. You are doing an amazing, awesome, wonderful, marvelous work. And you will receive all of the honor and all of the glory and all of the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, bless this time tonight right here. Every time we come here, we begin with the pledge and God bless America in a moment of silence. Tonight, we thank you that I thank you. I've been born in what I believe is the greatest nation, but many people around the world, that's what they believe. We know we were born in the exact place where you want us to be. And today, we are sons and daughters of the great God, Jehovah. We are mighty men and women and conquerors. And during this program tonight, we start out right now by lifting our hands in praise and honor and in glory to you and who you are, Lord, because you are great and you do miracles so great. And we give you glory and we give you the honor. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Sing this with me. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you the glory, and we give you the honor, and we give you the praise right here, right now, in this place tonight. I'm being inspired to, let's sing the same tune. Well, let's sing it in the spirit. You know how to sing in the spirit? Join with us and do it. No mande si, bono Lord amade so, shodo lom randi vedo, solo mom brande savi. Solandero, sore mandilero, sore lera vedo mo, solo lo maze devo, sholombari. Romba sero mavelo, sore no reshandule, sora malido domeshe, son bandero, son elena mano se, sora miro non dero. Sambani le bramba stela. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And those words that we sang in the spirit, we know they went straight from our mouth straight to you, our Father, because you are a spirit. When we worship you in spirit and in truth. Apostle Paul said, any man that praise in a tongue, sings song of worship in the spirit, ministers straight to God, and we ministered those words to you tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Wow. Don't you love the things of God?
Amen.
Lisa Craig, welcome. Good to have you with us tonight, ma'am.
Hey, Lisa.
God bless you. Alisa, I keep saying every day, I'm going to send this to Alisa. So I got about 82 updates for the website. So don't worry about it. Don't be freaked about it. I'll begin getting them to you one at a time here. And, thank you for all of your help and your blessing with the website. It's going to become more and more and more of a very powerful force for everybody to hit there, hit that website, find exactly what they need from all of our different places, and be able to find the things of God and be schooled and trained in the things of God in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, our sister, for being such a willing helper and servant of the Lord. We speak a hundredfold return to you. We speak a hundredfold return to every single one of you that are here helping us make this happen tonight. You have brought with you the power of God in your life for this place, and we thank you for it. Now, where did my screen go? There it is. Number one. Here we go. Let's talk. Let's make our declaration tonight about the body of Christ, since we're at this point in the program. And we'll head on into the Word of God for this evening. Speak this boldly as a minister of reconciliation, as an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven, God's governmental authority on the earth, as a child of Almighty God, as an heir of God in Jesus. Now that just elevated you to a new level. Stand in it. Wait, I did it wrong. Hold on. Everybody hold on a second.
We're holding on.
Hold on. Just be
everybody
patient.
Everybody holding on.
Everybody be patient. We got to get the YouTubers in here with us.
Yes. Don't forget our YouTubers.
Now we're going. All right. Here we go. There is one body and one spirit, just as we are called in one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in us all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Pause right now and say this with me. I've got a grace on me.
I've got a grace.
And I'm bringing it here tonight.
And I'm bringing it here tonight.
For breakthrough for everybody.
For breakthrough for everybody. Amen.
Hey, you can have whatever kind of grace you want, but my grace is breakthrough. Amen. You bring it here and watch God use it. Verse 11. And Jesus himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. Say it with me. I am filled with all the fullness of God.
With all the fullness of God.
And so is Sister Phil. All right, that was just a good joke. Phyllis is filled.
Oh.
14, so that we will no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Say it with us. Be bold. I bring my gift and my supply to this body of believers today. Use me to be a blessing to others. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Amen, Sister Rebecca said she had problems with her phone, so she anointed it with oil.
Amen. There you go.
Hey, that's not out of line. That's not out of the nature of God. Everything had to work. Don't you think for a minute that Paul didn't command that ship to float when he was out there in the ocean. And then God said, ship's going down, but everybody will be saved. Don't you think for a minute the Apostle Paul didn't say, a big chunk of wood come to me. Amen? Because he had to get to shore. All right? And this was a slave ship, so it makes you wonder. Don't think you'd want to have your big old robe on.
Oh, yeah.
While you're floating around for a day and a night in the deep. Anyway, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, let's talk a little bit more. 2 more minutes. We encourage you to be a part of this. We encourage you to continually be growing and developing with us in this. And I'm going to say it again, like I say on it quite often. If you have time in your day that you can help us to add some timestamps to some videos. It's a form of editing, but it's just making a comment. That's all you got to do is make a comment. If you got some times, 3 great benefits are going to happen. Number one, you're going to be blessed by studying message again. God will speak to you. It's like Saturday night. The anointing of God was in that meeting to heal our sister, brother and sister Julian and Bamala, and it came from a teaching that I had preached back in the 2020. You're going to be blessed personally by studying it again. The next person that studies it is going to be blessed because of your comments and the timestamps. Number 3, it gives us the ability then to go in and edit and know exactly what parts we got to hit and get. And I can add it in the notes of the program and encourage people. And we can literally set up playlists of our YouTube videos that we can add to the website. And those playlists will all be on a specific subject. Somebody can start at the top and go to the bottom. As soon as the video opens, they'll click on the timestamp you give them, the opening of the message. It shortens the message to just the message. And the key points of the message, you can put a timestamp on, and they'll be able to go right to that key point. And if it ministers to you, it'll minister to somebody else. And it is serious. You can go back and hit that same key point, and it'll just play that again, and play that again, and play that again. I encourage you, if it's something that you're willing to do, it's very simple to do. It's literally as simple as making a comment on YouTube. And if you got time, not only will you be grown, not only will people grow, but it will bless the ministry of Jesus Christ that we're doing and make things so much easier to edit and cause to be very effective. And I encourage you, if that's something, contact me afterward and send it in a message and say, Pastor, I can probably do this, because I know you can. And it gives you the ability to help us do the work of the ministry. And in doing that, now God gets involved with a 100-fold return for you.
Hallelujah.
He said, when you seek first the kingdom, all these things are added to you. He said, everyone that gives up father, mother, sister, brother, houses, and land for my sake in the gospel, that means you're sowing your life into the gospel. Well, in this lifetime, reap a 100-fold return. That's bigger than any wage anybody can ever offer you. That's bigger than Wall Street can do in the market. You might get $1 million hit if you got the right amount of stock in the right place and you hit it at the right time and it's right, or you followed the voice of the Holy Spirit. But this is guaranteed. 100-fold can't fail. 100-fold can't fail, and it works in every economy no matter what. Anyways. We bless you, and we thank you for your help and for your partnership every time we come here in Jesus' mighty name. Now, let's go through a couple things about how to have Zoom and this work effectively, okay? Make sure when we're doing our opening verses and prayers that you, those of you on Zoom, remain quiet in the beginning part of it so that as I edit this down, and they get to it, that we're not seeing you yawn and stretch and fix your hair in the background. Okay? So help us by turning your cameras off as we get started, and then do your best to be quiet in the background for that period of time so that we can get it started with the focus of this program. And then, like I've said all along, I love having you there as an amen corner. And I ask you again, please always be aware of what is behind you in your home, because the whole world is seeing it. And you and I are putting forth a message that is a message of excellence. We want you there. We appreciate you being there. Just a few little guidelines that makes it work. Please say amen and hallelujah. Please don't interrupt me and start preaching your own message. And if you have a prayer request that comes to you through your family and you want to bring it to us, type it in the comments, and then we'll get to a point where we'll stop and pray for it. That's how we make all this function very smoothly in our lives, in Jesus' mighty name. Well, here we go. Let's go to our opening verses for tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 18. 2 Corinthians 6, 14 through 18. And our message this evening that we're studying is, just like that. Our message this evening that we're studying is, build a relationship with your father. You are his child. Build a relationship with your father. You are his child. This isn't just about being churchyized or churchianyized or religiized. That's not what this is about. Our Christian life as believers is about establishing yourself as a believer every day and then building a relationship with your father. He desires to be one with you. Here we go. You ready? Hold your Bible up. We'll make our confession tonight like we always do. This is my Bible. I believe what God's word says.
What God's word says.
Woo, we're charging. I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because he is the great I am.
Because he is the great I am.
The Holy Spirit of God,
the Holy Spirit of God
is making his word come alive in my life tonight.
The Holy Word of I'm sorry, I was reading.
Here we go. You ready? It's making his word come alive.
It's making his word come alive.
In my life tonight.
In my life tonight.
I receive the word of God.
I receive the word of God.
And plant him as a seed.
And plant him as a seed.
In the good soil of my heart. Producing a hundredfold return.
Producing a hundredfold return.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty
in
name.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 18. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? Now pause for a minute, just so everybody's on the same page. You and I communing with darkness is the wrong way. Darkness wanting come to commune with us is the right way.
Amen.
You don't have to be afraid of sinners around you. They've got to be coming for your light, not you going to their darkness. You and I are light automatically in a dark world. Mm-hmm. We're light automatically. Jesus said, Do not put a lid on your light. Let your light so shine that men may see. And then those in the darkness who want the light will come to your light. So Paul's not saying don't go win the lost, but he's telling us don't be unequally yoked with an unbeliever by you going to do their thing that is dark. Now, like in the biker world, when I go do the biker world can be very dark, but I never went to dark biker world stuff. I wasn't going to be a part of that. Was never assigned by God to be in the middle of it. And I was invited to that law bar in the greater Detroit area. Open invitation to come be with them because of what I wanted, because of what we had done in the Patriot Guard. And I never was inspired by God that was an assignment I was to go do. What did they want? They wanted my light. So let's make sure we get this picture right in your mind. Watch this. Verse 15, what accord has Christ with Belial? It's another word for Baal. Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? 0000. Say it with me. I am the temple of the living God.
I am the temple of the living God.
You am. And you am a good temple. Want to say it? I am a good temple. And God said, I will dwell in them and will walk among them. I will be their God and they shall be my people. I'm going to read it again. I will dwell in them and walk among them. Say it with me. Walk amongst me, Jesus.
Yes, amen.
Amen. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. My. 17. Come out from among them, and be ye separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. Look at this verse. I will be a father to you. And you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord God Almighty. Mm-hmm. Want to reach your hands up to Father and just say, thank you for being my Father.
Thank you for being my Father.
Thank you for being my Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5 is where we were on Sunday. And that verse declares that before you were formed, God ordained you and put you in your mama's womb. Now, that's a coddle paraphrase, but it's the true word of God. Can I get an amen from the amen corner? Where's the button? Now, think about this. Then we went to Psalm 139, verses 13 through 19. Put it in for reference. You can turn there if you want. I'm just going to grab a couple thoughts out of it. No, let's just go there. Because God just said to you and I will be your God. And I will walk amongst you. Do you notice how different that is than he's up in heaven with a club ready to beat you?
They all typed it in.
They all typed it in? Yeah. You were supposed to hit tap to talk. Amen. Amen. Kathy Marie Angaroni, welcome. We love you, ma'am. It's good to have you with us tonight. See, here's the revelation, guys. Religion handed you and I a mean God in the sky. If you don't live by these standards, if you don't say these words, if you don't get rid of this, if you don't, smash. And that's not what God just said.
Not at
in the book of Corinthians at all. He said, I am going to walk amongst you. When you come into your prayer closet every day, you should, out of your mouth, just make it a statement. Thank you, Father, that you've told me you're going to walk amongst me right here in my house. And then he said, I will be your God and you will be my people. And then he said, I will be a father to you. Ready? I'm back in Psalm 139, re-preaching my message. Here we go.
Psalm 139, what?
139, 13 through 19. You formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. The only adverse effect on your body that is going on in your life right now is some physical effect of this earth. And God said in Genesis chapter 1, verses 28 through 31, be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth, take dominion. There's nothing on this earth that can force us to be broken and bound and sick and diseased. It might try, but it doesn't get to make it happen. It doesn't work. You might say, well, Pastor, it's working in my life right now. No, the Holy Spirit of God is working in your life right now, and he's asking you to step up and let God walk amongst you and bring the healing power. Can you imagine the Father shows up in your house tomorrow for your time of prayer with him, but he doesn't bring you healing? That is not God. Pastor, I thought he lives on the inside of me. Exactly.
Amen.
You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Look at 15. Skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. That's your mama's belly. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. And in your book, they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there was none of them. He said he's going to be a father to us. We were studying this last week, at the end of the week. God wants to not only be your father, God wants you to be one with him. He wants you to realize that the relationship where you and I are going is oneness with the Father. Here's what the reality of that relationship is. Everything you say and do works.
Amen.
Everything you say and do works. Everything you say and do works. Why? Because you will only do what you see the Father doing. And you will only say what you hear the Father saying. And we'll get rid of idle chatter that destroys and make all of our conversations a blessing and a help to other people. Say it with me. He's my Father.
He's my Father.
But my Father lives in me. See, my dad, Robert Cottle, is in heaven. I'd like to see my dad, like to hug him, like to sit down and talk about the old days with him. All right? Got to work with my dad and do things. It was wonderful. He's in heaven. But where is my Heavenly Father? He's in me. We were talking last week about people who had a very, very miserable, very difficult growing up. And for some of you, it really unearthed the wound. Here's the revelation about that fact. Our Father fills the place in your life of your earthly father was supposed to fill. And even though you might not know yet how to enjoy that relationship on the inside of you, and even though you might be like, I'm kind of afraid of God yet, Pastor, because I still have a sin or two that I'm doing, and I might get in trouble. I guarantee you, he already knows what you're doing, and he's a loving father doing everything he can to take it out of your life so it's never there to ever bother you another day.
Amen.
When you got born again, you did not get a church. You did not get a religion. You did not get a denomination. You did not get an organization. You came in to the greatest relationship there is on the face of this earth. You are an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. The psalmist just told us, and Jeremiah just told us, that God is the one who created you in the womb where you were born. God was not the one that caused all that destruction to happen to you. But those days are over. And God is the one who said, forget the things which are behind, crush them. I threw it all in the sea of my forgetfulness, and you as my son imitate me and do the same thing and throw it in the sea of your forgetfulness. Say this with me. I imitate my father. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 1. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 1. You're going to love this verse. Somebody shout glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, or something.
Or something.
Or something. Glory
be to God.
Be
glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless you, Roger Oxy. Glory, hallelujah. Say it. Say it with me. I didn't get religion.
I
didn't get a denomination.
I didn't get a church.
I became an heir of God.
I become an heir of God.
You became an heir of God. I put it in the comments. Let me see. I'm going to put it in these comments. Everybody read it with me. It's Ephesians chapter 5, and it's in the Amplified version of the Bible. Read it with me. Everybody read with me. Therefore, be imitators of God, copy him, and follow his example as well-beloved children imitate their father. Read it again. Therefore, be imitators of God. Copy him and follow his example as well-beloved children imitate their father. Think about a kid in a snowstorm. He's taken every big step he can take, putting his feet right in the steps where his dad's walking in front of him.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You learn to sit like your dad. You learn to talk like your dad. You have facial features of your human father or mother, however you was raised. There's nothing wrong with that. I see myself acting like my dad all the time. I'm like, wow, isn't that the strangest thing? I mean, it's really strange, but it's okay. It's my dad. I love my dad, and I honor my dad. But see, God is saying to you, I want you to come up higher than an earthly dad. I want you to imitate me. Remember, that's not just Paul speaking because he decided to write a letter to the church, and he's like, well, let's see. I mean, I'll tell them to be like God. No, he was writing as the Holy Spirit inspired him to write these words. You ready for this? And it's the same Holy Spirit that inspired the book that's living in you, helping you get to this relationship with God. Woo! Somebody ought to shout glory. Blog Talk Radio, shout glory, folks. I love it when that happens.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Love you, Roger. Thank you, man, for the amen corner. Now, let's think about this. Pastor, do you really mean that it's like you really are serious? I get to have a relationship with my Father of being one with Him. Yeah.
Yep. Yes.
Yes. Let's go to, let's see it in Jesus' words. John chapter 5. John chapter 5. And I better open up because my notes are a little sketchy here. I got verses kind of thrown all over. Let me just take a look. John chapter 5. And I think, 16 through 30. John 5, 16 through 30. This is Jesus talking about his relationship with his Father. Jesus' relationship with the Father is an example for you and I to follow after. I am going to tell you right now, God being my help, I am going to have you into a greater relationship with God than you ever knew was possible. You know why? Because I'm going after a greater relationship with God than I've ever known was possible. And it's coming to us because we're seeking revelation.
Yes. Amen.
And Jesus promised us that God promised us that to him who has revelation, more revelation will be given. What do you seek every day? More revelation. Don't seek churchianity. Don't seek churchiness. Don't seek to look like, talk like, act like a church person. Seek revelation from his word of you and God and your relationship with him. Brother Terry Mize, great missionary to the whole world, says, when you understand who you are in God and who God is in you, you will also understand how nothing our enemy actually is in our life.
Yeah. Amen.
Brother Terry, I paraphrased your words just a little. John 5, let's go to verse 16. For this reason, the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him. Isn't that something? Because he had done these things. I remember the story, Billy Joe Duffy, powerful church, Victory Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma, built a beautiful church, beautiful work that they do there. His son's still running it. Billy Joe's in heaven, but his son's still running it. And it's amazing what they get accomplished. But Billy Joe's doing a healing line one night. And a guy walks right up in the healing line, stands there, and when Billy Joe stands in front of him, he punches him right in the face. Sounds like the same demon that's in verse 16, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Did you remember that Jesus said they will hate you if you walk with me? Why? Because they love light, and they don't like you exposing it. You don't have to stand on the street corner and say, you are a liar. You are a thief. You are a cut. You don't have to do that. Your light in itself exposes darkness. Those who want out of darkness will run to the light. Those who enjoy their darkness, they'll go hide. Verse 17. Jesus answered them, my Father has been working until now, and I have been working. They were talking about whether or not work ought to be done on the Sabbath, and Jesus said, I don't know about your Sabbath, boys, but my Father's working right now, and so am I. Nana, nana, boo-boo. 18. Therefore, the Jews sought all the more to kill him. They said, we're going to kill you. And then when he said that, they were like, we're really going to kill you. And Jesus probably mocked him. Who knows? Because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also he healed somebody. What in the world is up with you? And he was, that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Now listen, you are not Jesus, the Christ, the divine Son of God. You are Jesus, the Christ, the divine Son of God, younger brother or sister. You are not going to create worlds like he did. You're going to bring dominion to this earth where he put us in charge. Because you are his younger brother or sister. And everything he learned and taught and did is inside of you.
Hallelujah.
Say it, it's inside of me.
It's inside of me.
You ready? I want you to say this with me. It doesn't matter about my mom or dad.
My
brothers or my sisters.
Or
any other relative.
I am a child of God.
And that's the most important relationship in your life. For those of you that had an earthly father that was a tyrant or a mother, I mean, they're both bad. I know people that were beaten by their mother and the people that were beaten by their father. And it wasn't discipline. It was literally a beating. I know people who have brothers and sisters who hate each other. But it's not because Jesus is in their life. Because when Jesus is in your life, you can't hate each other. And you won't hate each other. So if you're the one with Jesus, you'll be the bigger person. You'll be the wiser person. Build this relationship. And those will come around on their own. Build your relationship with your father. He just said, I'm going to come and I'm going to walk amongst you. Build this relationship. And just every day wake up and say, my God, I'm awake and I get to spend all day with my father. Why? He's in you. He's in you. I'm in really rough shape for getting this set of verses done. 19. Most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself. The Son can do nothing of himself. But what he sees the Father do, for whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. Now, nobody freak about this. I guarantee you, you're doing some things right now you don't need to be doing. Some of you may even be doing things you shouldn't be doing. Jesus just said, you want to be one with the Father? The Son can do nothing of himself. Say this with me. I'm so glad. I don't have to be my own God.
I don't have to be my own God anymore.
I'm so glad. Say it.
I'm so glad.
I don't have to be my own boss.
I don't have to be my own boss.
See, not only does the Father want to live with you, he wants to show you from heaven how to live every day. He wants to show you from heaven how to live every day. He's not going to tell you butter your toast. Put some jam on it. But he's going to every day instruct you and teach you in the way to the go. And since he's in you by the Holy Spirit, don't do that. Don't say that. Don't be like that. But not out of a fist, out of, son, stand up. Listen, daughter, love. Honey, listen to me. We're not doing that. No, let's not do that. Do this. What did Jesus learn to do? Jesus learned to so function with his Father as a man that everything Jesus ever said came to pass. Every miracle he ever spoke to came to pass. Everyone. There's no failure of a miracle from happening anywhere in the testimony of Jesus.
There is none.
Say this with me. I'm in the greatest family there is.
I'm in the greatest family there is.
You sure is. You in this family, the family of God, the community of faith, and our leader is the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Woo!
Hallelujah.
Woo. Somebody look up the miracle of the healing of the man at the pool. Let's get the healing of the at the pool of Bethesda. Verse 20. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. I'm going to read it again. For the Father loves the Son, that's you and me. I know it's Jesus, but it's also you and me. Are we? Who'd have known? It's right in the same chapter where we already are. All right? Now watch this. The Father loves the Son. Say it with me. He loves me, a son of God.
He loves me, a daughter of God.
All right? Everybody, now listen. Everybody get a hold of yourself now. I did not say you are the Son of God. I said a son of God. A son of God. You. A daughter of God. The Father loves the daughters and shows them all things that he himself does, and he will show them greater works than these, that you may marvel, even to you daughters. Well, Pastor, aren't you taking away Jesus' divinity? Not in any sense of the word. Not in any sense of the word. We can't do anything without Jesus. He said, I can't do anything without the Father. All we're doing is Jesus as our example and walking in the footsteps he's already laid out for us to walk in. See, I know right now I am absolutely breaking religious bondage off of many of you like you've never had broken off of you before. I can actually hear some of the people around the world saying, would you please come here and teach it to us? Why? Because man has handed us religion. And religion does not satisfy. It is impossible for it to satisfy because you have to act like a religious person. You have to act like a churchyite. And I'm going to just give you a revelation. No matter how hard you try to act like a churchyite, the next time you show up, they're going to tell you something else you got to do.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're making man's ways and telling you that that's God's ways. And that is not God in any sense of the word at all. It's not God in any sense of the world at all. I failed acting class.
You're more fired up than the word, Pastor.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God for Brother Roger Oxy. I failed acting class. I love it. That's a good comment right there, Felicia.
Yeah, it is.
See, some of you are like, I had no idea that this is what being a Christian was all about. Listen, it's not only this, it's greater than this. Jesus just said it. These things, and greater than these, is the Father going to show us that they may marvel. Woo! Look at 21. And gives life to them. Even also so does the Son give life to whom he will. Well, what do you and I do? We go everywhere speaking life into people's lives. Well, Pastor, I never raised anybody from the dead yet. Well, it's a pretty cool experience. Got to try it. All right? But listen, God's not telling you to go to the funeral home and everybody that dies, grab them up out of the casket and say, live. That's not what's going on.
Yet.
Yet. I know. But here's the reality. The number of people that Jesus walked by who were dead, we don't know. because the Bible doesn't describe it. But we do know Jesus raised people from the dead. And he gave a great example of it. I want you to think right now about us raising Chris and Karen's house from the dead. They had to move out. And in order for Chris to come home, they have to have a new life. And look what God has done for them. What did we do? We spoke life. We spoke life. We spoke life. We spoke life. And now you and I all have a testimony of we helped our brother and sister by our faith-filled words see a mighty miracle happen, and they're now in a home that God's going to bless them in.
Yay.
Verse 21, circle. For as the Father, I want you to see this. Verse 22, for the Father, circle it, underline it, something. Verse 23, they honor the Father. Are you noticing Jesus is teaching them right now about the Father?
Mm-hmm.
Now let's read it. The Father raises the dead and gives life to them. Even so, the Son gives life to whom he will. The Father judges no one, but has committed all the judgment to the Son. You and I say, the Father's not judging. Jesus is judging. Our job is to love him. Can we get an amen?
Amen.
23. That all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. And he who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him.
A great amen.
A great amen. Amen, brother. Amen, amen, amen. Love you, Roger.
Love you, too.
All of a sudden, all my comments on Facebook Live have stopped. Somebody make a comment and see if I'm still with you. Let's keep going. Amen. Condemn the sin, and we not only condemn the sin, but pray for God to give them a revelation of an infallible proof.
Yeah.
Everybody in your life, pray for the people around you to come to an infallible proof of who Almighty God is. Why? Because it doesn't matter what they're bound in. God doesn't have any big cases and little cases. God's not freaked out over cancer and not AIDS, but leprosy is the worst on God's list. Oh, my God, you didn't bring me leprosy today, did you? See, that's when you say it like that, it makes it sound ridiculous.
Yeah.
He's providing food for the whole earth, and he can't help you pay your bills? Or get a new car? Ron and Ramona live in Florida. Maybe they want a new boat. They got a pretty cool pontoon that they're out riding around in. So maybe they need a bigger one to take more people with them. See, we got to get a revelation of who God is in our life. God is in every part of your life doing everything you need him to do. He's not just in that little tiny corner called religion or church. He's in every part of your life. And he's in there as your Father, not as a God in heaven ready to beat you down. He's in there as your Father. I'm fired up. This message is so alive inside of me. I hope it's as alive inside of you. Facebook Live, those of you that are over there, if you will, click on or make a comment or something so I can see if my comments are moving. Somebody, if you will, make a comment over there for me. Even if it's just amen, hallelujah, or hello, everybody. That always works, too. Here we go. I'm in verse 24. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him, God, the Father, who has sent me, has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. Verse 25. Most assuredly, I say to you the hour is coming and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. That's the story of Lazarus. That's the story of Peter's mother-in-law. That's the story of the widow on the way to Nain. Thank you, guys. They're going like crazy now. Amen. All right. Verse 26. As the Father has life in himself, so he, the Father, has granted to the Son to have life in himself, and to you and I who have Jesus, we have life and life more abundantly in ourselves, in your own self. Anybody know how to spell in your own? In your own self. You got life.
You
got
to give it a shot. In your own.
Amen, Ramona, Kathy, and Felicia. Love you guys. What a night we're having. God, I love Jesus. I love you. Woo! Life in himself, 27, and has given him authority to execute judgment also because he's the Son of Man. Jesus' authority is functioning in you right now as your elder brother, your Savior, your Lord, your Redeemer, your washer away of all sins, your righteousness, your reconcile, your sin in remissioner. Jesus is all of those things to you right now, and he's inside your own self.
Hallelujah.
Somebody shout a glory hallelujah. Sunday Guys is with us on YouTube Live. Bless you, ma'am. Sure do love you and the kids, all the family. Thank you for being one of us.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. Roger's up dancing around the house. All right. Verse 30. I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge. My judgment is righteous because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. Now, I want you to get a hold of this. Some of you have never yet one day spent a whole day saying to Jesus, yes. Father, yes. And then praying a little bit more and saying, yes, sir, I agree with you. Yes, Father, I will do that. Yes, I mean, I challenge you tomorrow, tonight, when we're finished, before you go to sleep. Just spend the time from the program being done until you go to sleep saying, yes, Father, I will do that. Yes, I agree with you, Father. I agree with you, Jesus. Wait, now, it's one of the most interesting experiences you'll ever have. I heard Brother Keith Moore preaching a while back on it. I think he was at one of the convention saying it. And I thought, well, of course I say yes to God. And then when I got in my quiet time, I said, yes, sir. Just like that, a thought came to me. I'm like, yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes, sir. Because what is he going to reveal to you? In that, he's going to reveal his perfect will to you. And you'll look at something and be like, ooh, I better not do that anymore. I just said yes to him, and he put his finger on that. Wait, he's not being mean. He's saying, let's deal with that. Well, all you got to do is keep saying yes. Yes. If he put his finger on something, he has given you absolute, total ability and control to crush it immediately.
Get out of your life.
Well, but what if I don't want to? Keep saying yes.
Yes.
Because he's got his finger on it, and he's saying this. Wait, as soon as you find one, don't freak out about it. You're at a level most Christians never get at. You're at a level most believers never get to,
yeah,
by just looking at Jesus saying, yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, yes, sir. I obey you. Yes. Whatever you tell me, yes, I'm doing that. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. I got a big yes in my spirit. And then you'll stop and you'll be like, man, that was interesting. Why? Because the spirit of truth is in you. Not the Holy Spirit of tongues. The spirit of truth is in you. And he's going to show you exactly where you're thinking that's stopping you. He's going to show you exactly what you're thinking that's hurting you. You're going to let something come out of your mouth and say, whoops. I ain't never making that statement again. And it literally becomes that simple when you realize it's the Father God. He's walking amongst you and he's in you and he's beckoning you. He's calling you to this relationship of oneness with him. And all it is you purifying your temple and getting out the things in your life you don't really want anyways, because the life of oneness with the Father is a life of perfection. And all this jazz, this fuzz, this it's just scuttlebutt that's around you. What is that? That's not a good word for everybody. Pastor, what in the world is scuttlebutt? That's when they're shooting flak up from underneath the earth at a pilot that's coming in for a bombing raid. It's called scuttlebutt as it explodes around you.
Oh, really?
All right.
Here, Felicia's got it in your own self.
Yeah, in your own self. Amen, Felicia. See, all of a sudden we're working on being believers and not Christians. All of a sudden, we don't have to speak Christianese. We're going to speak this word. Not like a weird word person. How you doing? Well, like a tree, planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth my fruit, my seed. Whatsoever I do will prosper. And glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. And the angel stood beside me and said, no, that's a religious nut. Pastor, do you live in the word? Oh, yeah, I live in the word 24/7. I really do. And I'm going to speak the word. And between the two of us on today, we were solving some things, talking about some things. And Lance said, now, I don't know. I can't say this anyway that's not in faith. So I'm going to say it, but we're not being held to this statement in faith. I'm going to speak it in faith. Once we get it out, we're going to get it cleaned up. Well, as soon as you speak it, the Holy Spirit that's in you shed light on it, bam. And then you immediately say, no, I'll get rid of that word and that word. And we're going to say it like this. We're going to say it like this. That's what the Father is doing. Go to John chapter 5, verse 1. This is an amazing story. This is where this comes from. You ready?
All the way to 15.
5, yeah, we're going to read all the way through 15, yep. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there in Jerusalem by the sheep gate, a pool which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having 5 porches. Don't you want to see that? That had to be absolutely amazing to see. A pool with 5 porches around. Just get a picture in your mind. All right? In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. How is a paralyzed man supposed to get in the water? Somebody stand next to him and just toss him in? For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred the water. Then whoever stepped in first, after the stirring of the water, was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man, verse 5, was lame, had an infirmity 38 years. Pause for a second. Can you imagine how many people filled that place with five porches on it?
Oh, my goodness.
This was very obviously a very large pool.
Yeah.
There's probably 100 sick people in there, maybe.
Way bigger than any community pool we've seen.
Exactly. A great multitude of sick people laid in there. And watch what happens. When Jesus saw him laying there and knew he already had been in that condition a long time, he said, do you want to be made whole? Well, the sick man answered, Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I'm coming, another steps down before me. Jesus said to him, rise, take up your bed and walk. What did he give the man? He gave him a picture of who he was. I want you to get this picture. Totally sickness free. Say it with me. No need of medication.
No need of medication.
At all. Zero, zilch, not a none. No medication.
Amen.
Ready? I show you a picture of your young self at 30 years old, out charging this world, conquering this world with all of the strength of the virility of life within you. That's who God made you. Man, man's ways, the environment, whatever, has tried to bring it down on you. Sickness, disease, sorrow, unforgiveness, bitterness, wounds, hatred, all of that stuff is down on top of you, trying to force you to believe you got to be broke, busted, and disgusted. And Jesus said, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Watch. Verse 9, immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. And that was the Sabbath day. The Jews said to him, who was cured, is it the Sabbath? Is it lawful for you to carry your bed on the Sabbath? Well, you want to just... Well, you want to just take your shepherd's stick and give them a knot on top of their noggin so they'll wake up? He answered them, he who made me well said to me, take up your bed and walk. Then they asked him, who is the man who said to you, take up your bed and walk? The one who was healed did not know who it was. For Jesus had withdrawn a multitude being in that place. I want you to see something. Jesus healed one person in there. The church believes that everywhere Jesus went, he healed everybody and every multitude. Now, there's many references in the Bible where it says he healed them all. He healed them all. And in a couple of references, it says he healed them all. The maimed, the halt, the lame, the blind, the deaf, the dumb. A maimed or a halt person is somebody who's missing an appendage, and they were healed, made completely whole. But on this day, Jesus healed one man. Why? Why would he only heal one? Well, verse number 19. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever the Father does, the Son also does in like manner. You know why Jesus only healed one person that day? Because that's all he saw the Father doing. Sometimes we end up doing too much. We're doing it in our human strength and then wondering why it doesn't work. Say this, I am a child of Almighty God. And my Father promised to walk amongst me. See, we can say walk amongst us, and that takes it out of you personally into this gathering of believers. All right, well, Jesus is walking somewhere amongst us, but of course, that's that's Ghana, that's South Africa, that's, you know, Nigeria, that's all over Europe and Russia. So where is he? We don't even know where he is. No, he's inside of you. He's promised to walk inside of you, amongst you. Let him be this real to you. Let him be this personal to you. Let him actually be your Father in this room with you right now where you are. Now see, as soon as I said that, the anointing level increased. The manifestation of God's level increased in this room. Isn't it something that what religion has handed us is rules and religiosity and a religious structure that is not of the divine? And it doesn't empower you when you do it. It weakens you. But sitting here for 1 hour talking about our Father the manifest presence of God is increased in this room. Why? Because the Father knows what you need to do in your life to win. He already knows. And you know what's cool about our Father? He's not confused. He's not guessing. He is not guessing. He knows exactly how to get you from where you are right now to where he wants you to be. See, God, wondering why we were exhausted, sore, and running like a chicken with its head cut off. Amen, Felicia.
Yeah.
Amen. Why? We're doing a bunch of stuff. It might all be good stuff. But obviously on that Sabbath day, Jesus did not need to be there healing those people, even though they needed to be healed. There's many preachers that have preached all kinds of messages about why he was the only one and all that. Don't worry about that. Don't get into that. Jesus told you exactly why. I can only do what I see my Father doing. See, that's why it's such a simple exercise. Walk around your house and say, yes, Lord, I obey you. Yes, I always do what you show me to do. Father, I only do what you show me to do.
Yeah.
And then let him say, turn Facebook off then. Let him say, get out, stop being on TikTok. I don't know what, to you it might be, you put beads on a necklace too much. Who knows? It don't matter. Let him be the one to say, don't do that, do this. Why? Because when it comes from him, it's guaranteed to work. It cannot fail. But on days when there's a whole multitude in front of you, you got to be able to say, no, this one. I'm about my way. Yeah. Probably as we've taught this series of messages this last week, there's probably quite a few of you who have had an increased anger and frustration with religious leaders. I used to believe that most of them were just innocent, okay? And as I've been putting those verses in for all of us to grow and develop in our understanding of the body of Christ and the fivefold ministry, I just realized that the majority of it, if they're not telling you to live in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, and get everything the Holy Spirit wants you to do, then they've got a design doctrine and they're only going to stick with that and they are not going to tell you anything else. Because Jesus and Paul be filled with the Holy Spirit. And John says, be filled with the Holy Spirit. And Peter does. And James does. And you go right to the Bible and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And if any religious indoctrination is telling you to stay away from it, that's a religious indoctrination. How could you stay away from that very thing that God Almighty said to the disciples, do not leave Jerusalem until you are endued with power? Why? Because it's the force of the Father that causes you to be in that perfect relationship with him every single day. And if you say, well, being filled with the Spirit is for other people, it's not for me. Well, let me just give you a word. You can't say those words. Because the Father is walking amongst us, but he's only in you by the Holy Spirit. That's how he comes, is through the Holy Spirit of God. So, you and I, we got to look at ourselves and say, God bless these men and women that are on TV and they've spent millions of dollars to get on TV and build a set and have cameras and train people to use them and to have programs and church services right on TV and on the, you know, YouTube and Instagram and thank God for them because during the pandemic, we all needed them. But you better start filtering through the teachers you're listening to. Because if they're teaching you to not be filled with the Spirit and not flow in the gifts of the Spirit and not walk in the Holy Spirit of God like they did in the book of Acts, what doctrine are they teaching you? I mean, really, what doctrine are they teaching you? And is the doctrine causing you strength or is it causing you weakness? Is it calling you to a greater relationship with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, or is it causing you to have a greater relationship with them and their organization? I want this organization to grow, but God's building the church, not me. You and I are doing the work, and Jesus is building this church.
Amen.
And we shall glory over every one of you he adds here. When he adds you, I don't have to keep you here. You automatically will stay here because you know the Father led you here, and you know you're going to stay and do what the Father shows you to do. And, yeah, I mean, there's over 500 people who draw from our Facebook live feed in a month. Over 500 different people. And we receive you. And some of you, if you're out on the edge, you've not decided to get in closer yet, but I encourage you to get closer. Why? Because in this message, in this teaching, in this word, is a whole new revelation of who you are in God and who God is in you and how nothing our enemy actually is. If all power and all authority and all might and all dominion and all strength has been given to Jesus, and he said, it's all given to me, go ye in my power, then that same force is working inside of you and me. And there's no weakness. And there's no fear of our enemy. I had a very interesting, mini vision, open vision something this morning. And I was getting... We woke up and I was getting ready for the day and the program. I was in the bathroom shaving and I'm just putting on the shaving cream on my face and I see this beautiful, magnificent, jewel, glorious descendant from heaven. Like we just studied in the book of Revelation. The holy city coming down, clothed in the righteous acts of the saints. But I could tell that it was a manifestation of a blessing of God for us. And as it's descending on the earth, of course, it's coming from the Father's heart to us. It's a huge blessing. Well, what is it, Pastor? Well, it's all kinds of things it could be because we're speaking exceedingly abundantly above, and we're not putting any limits on it, saying, God, be big. But as it got closer to the earth, I began to see arrows shot at it. And I'm like, what's that? And he said, those are fiery darts from the enemy. He's trying to stop that from getting to you. Obviously, verses and words of faith you're speaking every day, the enemy can see that your faith going up is drawing that blessing coming down. Something about it in the realm of the spirit, you can see that. Because the devil knows when you get a new seed. I don't know how. You got to glow or something because it says when the seed is planted in your heart, he comes immediately to steal that word. Well, how does he know? I don't know. You're a tither. You're a giver. You're covered by your service, your love, your commitment to God. You read your Bible. You pray. You're walking with God. So he can't touch you, but he can shoot that fiery dart at you. His determination is to get you to believe that the fiery dart was your thought and your weakness and your sin. And yet it wasn't. It's him shooting that fiery dart. And as I'm watching, I can tell that what I got to do is make sure those fiery darts he's shooting at my blessing coming down, I don't say any of those words he's shooting. No matter how they hit it, I got a shield of faith. Shake him off. Shake him off. Shake him off. And if I don't speak his words out loud, but I keep speaking the manifold blessing of God, that blessing can't help but get here. Because he can't stop it with these little tiny arrows. The only way the arrows ever have any force is when you and I speak them out loud ourselves.
Or allow ourselves to get under.
Because you can't, you're not going to take a thought unless you see it, and then you say it, and then it starts becoming part of you. It doesn't have any effect on you if you're like, that's just a fiery dart. Shut up, you foul devil. Speak the blood of Jesus. Pastor, you're making it sound really simple. It is. Or easy. His yoke is easy. And his burden is light. Religion's burden is heavy. Religion straps a burden to you that you cannot bear. Bless you, Gail. It's good to see you, ma'am. God bless you. Bless you and your family. I really want us to grab this. Walk around your house tonight when the program is finished and just say, yes, Lord, I'll do that. Yes, I obey you. Yes, I only do what you tell me to do, and I always do it immediately. And get ready. You should probably make sure you got your notepad ready, because he's going to tell you something. Why? He's your father. He's your father. He's not a mean judge. You are born again and filled with his spirit. He is your father. His only focus from that day forward is to lead you into the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Nothing he gives you or shows you is ever going to lead you out of, into anything except just absolute woo! Deuteronomy says that your days may be days of heaven on earth. That's one of our covenant blessings, because we believe in faith like our father Abraham did. Like days of heaven on earth? Yeah. He said, I'll give you houses you didn't build. Two of them. Houses is plural. Well, Pastor, do you really want two houses? No, I want more than that. I don't mind my house here in North Dakota, but I want one on the Gulf Shore somewhere. So in the middle of some 20 below zero, I can just jump in the plane and go down there so I can be where it's nice and warm and see Brother Al.
What, and miss this beautiful blizzard going on?
The wind is blowing out here again at about 35 miles an hour. So, but see, that's part of our inheritance. It's part of our covenant. Houses, yeah.
Santa, love
ya. Good night, Francetta. Lay your hands on them.
Yeah.
Speak the name of Jesus over them. We declare whoever they are, that when you lay hands on them and anoint them with oil, that the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit flows through you, and out they go, and the Holy Spirit rised up in great power and strength. Love you. God bless you, Francesca. See, our life is not down. It's not deserted. It's not lonely. It's not lost. It's not confused. No. All of that is the enemy. Our life is not bound. Our life is not diseased. It's not sick ridden. You don't have to take 87 pills every day to survive. That is not God. Now, you might have to do it until your faith gets going. But I'm telling you right now, God has promised you an abundant life. And he sent him and God the Father and God the Son to live inside of you. John chapter 14, and we'll be done, I think. God bless all of you that's with us on YouTube. We love all y'all. And it's amazing to see the numbers just keep right on it clicking. Keep right on it ticking. John chapter 14. We're going to verses 16, 17, 20, and 23. 16, 17, 20, and 23. Look at what Jesus said to the disciples at the night of the Last Supper about what's going to go on with you and me in Jesus' mighty name. Say it with me. I say yes, Lord.
I say yes, Lord.
Verse 16. I will pray the Father and he'll give you another helper that he may abide with you forever. The helper is with him, is with me forever. Say it. I got a helper.
I got it.
You're not helpless. You have a helper. Verse 17, the Spirit of Truth. Oh, there's his name. The Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Right now.
Amen.
Pastor, I know some of you are like, Pastor, as good as this is, why would anybody not want this? Exactly. Everybody wants this. But we hand them church. Or we hand them tithe. Well, you can be this, but you got to tithe. Well, you're all right. Tithe is right. You worship the Lord with your tithe, but that's not the first step. Do it else. What's that? That was Jesus. Christy told her. It's Pastor Sam, not
Aww.
Jesus. He talks about Jesus. You know what's interesting about children? Is this is probably the 10th child that said, look at there, that's Jesus. Well, I'm not Jesus. They see him in us. And thank you for telling me, because that just lets you know you're doing it right. It just lets you know you're doing it right. Where am I at? I put my Bible aside. I'm just sitting here in awe now. I'm like, wow, Lord, that's amazing. Verse 18, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. So everybody knows, I don't think I'm Jesus. I'm just a carrier of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 20. At that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Well, so now we're one with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the helper to help us do everything. What are you going to help me do, Holy Spirit? What the Father showed you to do when you're alone with the Father, saying, yes, sir, I'll do it. 23, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Thank you, Roger. Bless you, man. What were the three sentences that we were to say? One was, yes, Lord, I'll do that. I'm not quite sure of the other three, but anything that just agrees with God, yes, sir, I'll do that. I always obey your will. I only do what you tell me to do. And you make some up. You do some. Because it's what makes your personal Christian life your personal Christian life. I encourage you tonight. This word is easy. What is this? This word is Jesus. Jesus gave you and I access to the family of God, not to the authority of the kingdom. Well, yeah, it's there, but he didn't give you access to the authority. He gave you access to have a relationship of oneness with the Father. Pastor, you're not supposed to teach people that until when? Until when? What is the most important thing you got to do in your Christian life? And that is build a relationship with the Father, and do it as soon as you get, as soon as you're born again, as soon as you can. Somebody say to you, quit worrying about religion, quit worrying about Christianity. Why don't you just be a believer? Just walk around every day and say, I'm a believer. I'm a believer. I believe. You know what will happen after a little bit? You'll actually start believing. Look, lo and behold, look what happened. You became a believer. And just say, yeah. I encourage you. Some of you be like, Pastor, I'm going to have to get rid of a whole mess of stuff. It's all right, get rid of it. It's only slowing you down and hindering you.
Yeah. And that's why you're pointing it out
to you. It's just drag. It's a drag. It's dragging you down. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. That's not your husband or your wife, okay?
Yeah.
I don't think you're wrong, Roger, and I wouldn't go back there. If somebody looks at you saying, we need some new blood, that's a demonic spirit that's looking for blood. Jesus is looking for his sons and daughters. Be a part of that mess at all. Wow, just like that, they expose themselves just by what they say.
Yep.
How amazing is that?
Yeah, isn't there a verse about that? The devil always shows his hand.
Yeah, he always shows his hand. Now, let's be finished and receive communion together. There's some of you tonight that feel like I let the wind out of your sails. You got this big old religiosity thing going on. It doesn't satisfy. It might have influence amongst people who are religious, but it doesn't satisfy it. Just get rid of it. Just walk away from it. Get out of it. It is not worth it.
Amen. No.
Get away from it. Just start saying yes to the Father. Rather than asking all the questions so you can come to the pros and the cons of what's the right way, go to the Father. Show me. Show me. Show me. Show me. When you are full of the Holy Spirit, it's easy to see the satanic stuff. Amen, Gail. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Everybody pray this prayer with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I love you in my life.
I love you in my life. Amen.
And I apologize.
I apologize.
That I ever tried to be religious.
That I ever tried to be religious.
Or that I've criticized the religious.
Or that I've
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
I walk with you.
I walk with you.
Thank you. That you dwell amongst me.
Thank you that you dwell amongst me.
And said that I can be one with you.
And said that I can be one with you.
I love you, Father. And I walk with you today.
And I walk with you today.
In Jesus' mighty name. Now, to those of you that are still bound by religion and this didn't make any sense, study it again. It will. Seriously, go to YouTube. YouTube just only has just the message. Study it again. If it doesn't make sense when you get done with that, study it again. Study it until the power of religion is broken in your life. And you're only thinking about that I get to be one with him. Every discipleship process we do here, any class we will ever have, it will automatically be a class about helping you become one with the Father. And your life will only be about growth and development and growing in God. Religion is one big headache. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless you, Gail. Let's receive our communion element. Oh, wait. I wanted to pray over those that are still bound to religion. Father, just lift your hands. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I break the power of this religious spirit right now in their life. Lord, some people don't even realize what we're even saying, but they're a part of something that's dry and flaky and crusty. It doesn't satisfy them. And I speak the living waters of Jesus, of the Holy Spirit, flowing up out of your innermost being, giving you life and life more abundantly every day. There, that in your life tonight comes revelation, and that revelation produces impartation in your life every day. And I thank you for it. Thank you, Father, for your perfect will in our lives every single day. May this word go deep inside of them, cause them to stand the way they've never known. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Verse 26, "For as often as you eat this bread and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes." Hallelujah. Verse 28, "Let a man examine himself. Aren't you glad that the Father, by the Holy Spirit, said, 'Tell them to examine themselves,' and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup? For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged." 1 John chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. "Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment." Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. Perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it, because there is no fear in love. And there is no fear in the communion service unless you're coming here to fool around and make a mess. And I wouldn't recommend that, because those wicked people drink damnation to themselves. If you're doing it to my God, don't, because you will drink damnation to yourself and die early. That's what the book says. Now, we always do this the same way every night. We do it on purpose so that we can be a blessing to each of you. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, and there's been many people, and probably in the thousands by now, who have prayed this prayer with us, who made Jesus Lord of their life. And as soon as you're a part of the body of Christ, which is what happens when you're born again, then you're able to receive communion elements with us. Are you ready? Pray this prayer from the depths of your heart, and your life will change in 90 seconds. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe.
Jesus, I believe.
You are the Son of God.
You are the Son of God.
And I receive you into my life right now.
And I receive you into my life right now.
Manifest. manifest yourself, Jesus. Yes. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word
Pray
of God.
In my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful
as
life.
A believer every day.
As a believer.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty
amen
name.
Amen. And amen. And amen. Now, welcome to the family of God. This whole message we just prayed, are now a member of the family, just like that. In that one prayer, you should have experienced that you went from darkness into light. You went from fear into faith. Why? God never does something to you. He takes you from what you was and makes you completely brand new. You went from your sin, which you can't beat. None of us can. That's why you're so frustrated trying to stop sinning so you can be good enough to finally come to God. No, you come to God like you are. He wipes out the sin and crushes it. And now you get to walk with him in his righteousness. He just gave you all of his righteousness. You said, Jesus, I receive you. And when you did, you got all of Jesus' righteousness. The Father looked over at Jesus and said, adopt them into the family. You are now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. That's Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. Read it. Make it one of the most important verses of your life. Why? Foundation. You are now a child of God. Check it out. Me and Jesus are your elder brothers. I don't know how old you are. You might be older than me. Jesus is your elder brother. I'm one of your brothers. That's why in the body of Christ we call each other brother and sister. Because we are. How cool is that?
Awesome.
This is what your responsibility is from this day forward, is say, Jesus, help me walk with God. Try it once.
Jesus, help me
walk. Every day of my life. Just do it every day. Wake up in the morning. I choose to walk with you today, God. Listen to this message. Let this message be one of the most basic foundation messages of your life. I walk with you every day. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Put my website and email address in there so you can contact us, be in touch with us, and any way we can be a blessing to you, we will. Tell us your story. Give us a testimony. Send us a prayer request. Ask us a question about God in the Bible or your own personal life. And we will help you walk with God. We've got almost 700 videos. Probably already have 700 videos to help you walk with God in your personal life. How amazing is that? All you got to do is say, Pastor, this is what I'm dealing with. And then we'll send you a video. And if you stick with us, you will not even know yourself in 6 weeks. It literally, you change. It's going to be faster in 6 weeks. But in 6 weeks from today, you will not even know yourself. And you will be so much more free than what you used to be. You'll just stand around wondering, what in the world? It's like what God has done in our lives just since January 1st has been absolutely amazing. The transformation in all. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Get you some grape juice and bread. Let's receive the communion elements together. Are you ready? Pray this prayer with me. Father, in Jesus' name,
Father, in Jesus'
I bless and sanctify these elements
for
this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace,
is
upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes,
and by your stripes,
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
Think about it. Every joint in your body supplying what it's supposed to. Stay with me. From your broken body.
From your broken body.
Because of your broken body. In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive the bread together. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You know, those of you, you guys that were Zoom with us, you're supposed to take your mic off and say the communion prayer with us. I forgot to invite you again. But that's an open invitation unless I say, hey, don't do that. But I'm not going to. I enjoy having you there because it makes it sound like we're at church. And I like that. Hold up your cup. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
It's because somebody joined us. I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And behold, all things have become new.
And behold, all things have become new.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of
I
Jesus.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of
and
Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every plague.
Has to pass over my life.
Has to pass over my life.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And can I get the real amen, Roger? You know, somebody asked me why I pour that much grape juice.
The great amen.
Love you, brother. Jesus said to the disciples, drink ye all of it. Well, those little cups they give you in some churches, you don't have to worry about drinking it. It just soaks into your tongue. There's not enough of it there. I like there to be some in my cup. I encourage you to do it. I encourage you. Get real serious about this. And watch God manifest in your life. Well, what's left? Oh, we didn't sing. Let's sing Amazing Grace. I've been redeemed. You want to? That's way I can't sing. That's too high. I won't be able to hit it. Can't sing that. Let's sing our songs about the blood. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. I like to sing. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. For those of you that just received communion with us for the first time, you can find the communion service on our website in print form, where you could actually just read it off every day in your own home with yourself. And we welcome you to do that. We encourage you to do that. Why? Faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of the Lord. The more you apply the blood of Jesus and his broken body to your life, the more you're just set free, totally transformed, delivered. You were just made a brand new creation. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. Now, we've got to get you discipled in that process so that you know exactly how to function in the kingdom of God. And you stick with us, we'll help you. That communion service is right there. You can actually just sit in your house and read it yourself, and it'll be a blessing to you and to your family. Lead your family in. And any way we can help you walk with God, that is what our responsibility is. That's our duty. That's our mission. And that's what we're all about. As I said at the beginning, this program is called Establishing Your Faith. These people are called the community of faith, a mighty body of Christ. Yes. Our leader is Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Yes. And our textbook is the one and only bestseller of all times, the Holy Bible. The Holy Bible. And I read the New King James Version. If you want to read the same version I do, that's cool. And that's the one it is. I really like it for its ability to help us. Well,
amen,
Brother Rogers. Until we see you again tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central.
Y'all
come back. 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for the Establishing Your Faith program. We want you to know that we love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Those of you on Facebook Live, we want you to know that we love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
You can get this message on YouTube and restudy it immediately. It'll be up immediately and available for you to study. The title, just if you don't know how to use YouTube yet, do this. Open up YouTube on your app. Make sure you download the YouTube app. It's a good one to download. Once you download it, go to the search inside of YouTube. Search my name and this title, Samuel J. Cottle, and then build a relationship with your father, and this video will pop right up by title. And it should be the first one right on the list. And nobody else has my name. And we're a pretty powerful force over there on YouTube. Glory be to God. And you'll be able to listen to it. We'll add the verse list to it in a matter of a couple minutes here. And everything you need to restudy this message, right? While it's hot, if you're somebody that stays awake late at night, study this again. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, For those of you that's with us, our core disciples, we're going to be meeting in Zoom here for a few minutes for the fireside chat with Marshmallow. And tonight, Roger brought Polish kielbasa.
Oh.
And he has salt and vinegar potato chips with dip.
Yum.
So until we see you again tomorrow at noon, if you join us for prayer, tomorrow night, we declare, go be a light. You are a life warrior everywhere you go. In Jesus' mighty name. 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 Brother Roger, you got them Polish kielbasas all cooked, bro?
No, I don't. I have to go buy some.
Love you, man. Go ahead. Here comes Sunday. Welcome, Sunday. Sunday Geyser, welcome, man.
Nice.
Anybody got a thought you want to share? You want to ask? And I was hungry.
Can you let people in? Okay.
Wow. That's amazing. 10 people joined us on YouTube tonight.
Yeah, isn't
that
awesome?
The average watch time was 25 minutes. Is awesome.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Sunday, holding down the phone.
I have to go over there to focus because there's too much going on in Facebook. So I go to YouTube because it's quiet. Except for little trolls now and then, but other than that.
I stomped them all tonight, didn't I?
Yes, you did. We only had one last night and one tonight, so we're doing good.
I think they're showing up trying to troll us, and I think God's getting them.
Well, you know, they can get saved.
Amen.
Amen. You never know.
I used to call them all just perverse because of what they do, and they are. But God loves them too.
Goodness. Yeah, really.
God loves them too. Don't, whatever you guys do, don't ever click on that stuff.
Yeah, don't click on it.
No,
that's
garbage.
That's really bad. And stop clicking on other stuff that you don't know about too, anywhere. Yeah. Because
I don't. I'm just going for, like, I watch Dutch. I like him. Every morning I get a notice, and that's my thing. And then I read the word with you, and I pray, talk to God. When I get up, you know, that's a thing. But you're right about one thing. When you agree with the Lord, he shows you things that you never even thought of.
Yeah.
But it's not bad. It was a good thing, because I couldn't figure out what was wrong with my cousin and I. We always had this wedge between us, and I could never figure it out. And God showed me something way back when. And I said, oh, my Lord, I was a child. But I repented, you know. And the next day, my cousin, Debbie, the one that's in the rest home, she sends me a text and says, I love you, cuz.
Isn't that something?
It's God. And God is reviving her. She does read my messages. She'll even text me now and then. She's not doing good physically, I guess. I don't know what the deal, but spiritually, that girl's rocking it. So, it's diabetes and all this other stuff. She's had surgery. She had a stroke, couple of strokes. Surgery. She's not in the best of health, but her spirit, she's up there.
Wow.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak over Deb.
Yeah.
We speak life and life more abundantly to her, Lord.
Yeah.
Heal her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet and cause her to rise up in strength and in victory. In Jesus' mighty name, angels of Almighty God, minister to her today and cause all of this stuff to just disappear and for the blessing of God to be in her life. In the mighty name of Jesus, healed, healthy, and whole. Wow, I feel the power of God flowing right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Shamba In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Flow. If you need healing, just reach out and receive it. It's here right now. Just start saying, I receive it. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. The power, the greatest power there is on heaven and in earth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Anybody else got a comment you want to make? That was really good, Sunday. Thank you.
You mentioned something about tonight you had 600 followers.
Well, what they do at the end of every month is they send me a report from Facebook. And there was 500 different people that connected to our program throughout the month.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
And you don't get that number. It's not just because all of you came back 500 times. It's because there was 500 different people. Go ahead, Roger.
We're hoping someday they come on.
You're muted, bro.
I just hope that that increases 100-fold.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm asking for it. Yeah. There's no reason we don't have 10,000 viewers. Who knows how many people are listening to us around the world? Doesn't matter. God's building his church. I'm not building a dynasty. I'm here building the kingdom of God, and Jesus is building his church. And let's just let him do whatever he wants to do.
Amen.
Go ahead, fellas.
Okay. I earlier tell me, you know, that you didn't want anybody preaching. So I stopped myself a couple of times. But the whole thing about your service tonight is about a personal relationship with the Father and how some people are scared of him because they've always been told that he's mean and they just don't know that God is love, his mercy, his gentleness, his loving kindness, his grace in life. So wonderful. And so I decided that, you know, I really ought to go ahead and tell you how wonderful he is. If you will listen to me, you would think that I'm, you know, pretty.
You know, we're learning how to make this process work, and so all I was asking that you don't preach while I'm trying to preach and teach, but it's all right, ma'am. I'm ready for you to teach. Say anything like that. Phyllis, that is so important for people to understand.
Yes, it is.
So important.
Okay, about 20 years ago, a friend of mine was really gone to Mississippi. And then it was getting later on in the day, like about 5 o'clock in the evening, and time for us to leave there and go on home because it's a 2-hour drive to get home. And so as we walked out of the building to get in the vehicle, it started sprinkling rain. Well, that was no fearful thing until we got on the highway and it started pouring rain.
Wow.
And it was so bad that I couldn't see where I was driving. But by that time, I was already to the point where I was going up on the hills. You know how to get on the interstate, you go up on the top and then you have to make that big circle around and just to be able to keep her drive. And I was so scared. I just yelled, please stop the rain. I can't see it. You're going to die. And that was it. The water on the windshield was really scary anymore. There was absolutely no water on the road. It was totally dry.
Mama.
Water on the right of the vehicle. A wall of water to the left of the vehicle. It wasn't just rain. He did what God God does, but I would have imagined or taken time to think of asking him to do. It was a miracle.
Wow.
That it was like going through a tunnel of no water. Water everywhere except in the tunnel. Anyway, it was, the only thing I could think of was, like, you know, going, the Israelites going across the Red Sea.
Yeah.
Where it's slippery mud, there was a slippery highway. There wasn't even a drop of water on the windshield in Paramount.
Wow.
I think we got safely down on the interstate, and it continued this way for about 10 minutes. It gave her enough time that Amos said, oh my goodness, if I ever get sick of you, God, this is great for me. I know who I'm grateful of. It wasn't me. You know, I was so scared. I didn't have any, do anything but yell help. And God was the one did a miracle because he loves you so much. And anyway, I got to tell you, you know, it doesn't sound like anything special to you. I mean, it's just instant that it's probably happened to so many people, and, you know, but if you go through that, his love in an amazing way.
Yeah.
It stuck me like so many different times that I could have been depressed. But how can you be depressed when you know that God is always with you and he always loves you? He's always going to protect you. It's just, you know, it's fantastic.
I think it's absolutely amazing, sorry,
yeah.
Just so you know.
Yeah, amazing.
Okay, you did hear me, right?
Yes, we did.
Well, anyway, I kind of feel like, you see, Elaine was the same as me. My age, that we would, you know, take care of our grandchildren all week long because our children and in-laws worked. And so we were the live-in baby, you know. Okay. And, maybe he was doing a good job and he approved of the way we were taking care of the children or something. Anyway, it's for sure that he loved us enough to protect both of us. And so, all right, I just want you to try to emphasize how much God is love, God is kindness and compassionate. And okay, so that people are not like saying, he's so mean. He killed everybody on the whole planet with water because he didn't like what they were doing. Well, honey, the fact of the matter is he created them to for them to be like him, to give him pleasure, being kind and merciful, and, you know, like the song we sing, love is let us love one another. Beloved of God, let us love one another. He who loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4:7-8. You know, those little songs that we teach the kids all the time.
Yeah.
Those are important because those really emphasize the nature of
yeah.
He created us in his image, and we are supposed to have his nature. And those people, every one of them that died in that flood, they were not with his nature.
Yeah.
They were influenced by the devil to be opposite what God created them for.
Yeah.
Okay. That's enough preaching.
We love it, fellas. We love it. Thank God. I'm really enjoying having you guys talk. Really, I am. I really am enjoying it because it's taken what we...
About 1,000 more things to Monk County, but, I mean, one thing more than a thousand
is... Now, that one I didn't understand. You were kind of breaking up. Say it again.
I
Hold the mic close.
Oh, well, there are about 1,000 other things I would like to tell you about,
yeah.
But I don't want to overwhelm you by saying too much all at one time.
It's awesome. And, you know, Phyllis, that is such a perfect testimony for tonight's program.
Yeah.
And I'll probably get to a point somewhere where I've got all this technology down good enough that we can actually even include those kind of thoughts in the program. Where we're live, but
we should tell that on the testimonies page.
Yeah, tell it on the testimonies page too. That's an amazing testimony of God's love and provision.
Yeah,
it just is. And you know, I tell my stories all the time. I'm the one doing the speaking, so that happens. But these are the kind of testimonies. Like, wait a minute, that happened for them too.
Yeah,
and it begins to make it become very personal. He's a God of love. I know I'm bold. I know I'm strong against the devil. I'm strong against sickness and disease. I'll never stop being that. But he's your father. That same authority figure that's on the inside of you crushing the devil is a God of love and joy and peace and compassion.
Amen.
And don't worry, that's just the YouTube people. I mean, the Blog Talk people. And she didn't scare me tonight either.
Today I was praying because I've been in pain for the last few days with my hip and stuff. So I prayed. My knees were hurting really bad and I could barely walk. And the Lord told me, he says, it was the Holy Spirit. It was just so sweet and soft. He says to me, he says, Sunday, I give you authority. Use it. Find it. Cast it out. So I did. I got up and walked normal.
Hallelujah.
And I haven't had too many problems all day. And
Woo!
Every time I did, I said, thank you, Jesus. Every time I took a step, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
So, you know, I know it's real. I truly do. I know God healed because he healed my bunions. I watched it disappear.
Come on.
I love
no,
that.
No, seriously. This was years ago. I was watching PTL, you know, Praise the Lord. With Jan and Paul, and they had a healer there. He was healing, and so I put my hand right where the bunion was, and I suffered with this thing for years, and I prayed, and I watched it go down. I haven't ever had any problems with that foot ever again.
Amen.
That is awesome.
I used to take the scriptures, write them on a sheet of paper, and put them in my shoes. And I worked in a place that wasn't Christian people.
Yeah.
And I'd walk around that. When I closed up the store, I'd walk around praising God and praying for that place.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
What I did.
Amen.
You need to tell that on the testimony.
Literally hated me. Because they seen Jesus and they didn't like it. They weren't Christian people. But God took care of those people.
Yes, he did.
One lady got fired. One got fired for stealing. New people come in and took over, booting them all out. I thought, well, Lord's, you know, taking care of me, that's all that matters. But I pray for them because they're lost.
Yeah.
You know, that's the sad thing about it. They're lost.
Yep, it's sad that they're lost, and this is what we know. God is revealing himself to them because he said it in Romans chapter 1, even nature itself reveals who God is. And who his nature is. Now, Sister Leanne said, you need to make sure you put these testimonies on the testimony page.
Yeah, those are awesome.
All of these testimonies.
It would help so many people.
Remember, don't give a lot of personal details about somebody else's life. You know, like their name, rank, serial number, address, how old they are, and all the rest of that. But the idea is, tell the stories.
Yes.
Change the names so that the innocent will be protected. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah, please do that, guys. Those are excellent, excellent testimonies.
I love this. Healed a bunion on the side of your foot.
Love it. And it went down. And I've never had any problems with it ever since. This is back in 93.
Come on.
Wow.
Come on.
And I had it. I got it in 93. And because I had steel shoes on, waitress shoes,
yeah,
nurse's shoes, but they had steel arches in it. And the leather rubbed against my bone and caused it to happen. So I got rid of, threw those in the trash and got me some decent ones. And then when I come back to Michigan, I was living in Ohio then. And you talk about God working miracles in Ohio. He definitely was with me 100%. I told you about the day that I was going to call the bank to have them come get my car because I didn't have a job and no money. And I said, Lord, it's in your hands. But every time I go to call the bank, I couldn't get through. So, and I tried 4 times to get a hold of them. My neighbor come up to me, who is a dear friend, an elderly guy, handed me $200. My payment was only
$104. Hallelujah.
And passed away, I seen him stand out in front of his apartment building. He waved at me, and I went off to work. And somebody from the apartment complex come up to the restaurant and told me that he had passed away. And I said, what do you mean he passed away? Well, yeah, he passed away around 9 o'clock, 9:30. I said, no, he didn't. He was standing out front of his building. He waved at me.
Wow.
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 And so he said goodbye to me. He was the sweetest guy. He's a bachelor for life. But he was the nicest man.
Wow.
We used to get together, me, my girlfriend, and him, and go out for Chinese. Once a month, at least.
How cool is that?
He was a sweet guy, and he was lonely.
Yep.
Wouldn't hurt nobody.
Wow.
But I used to witness to him, and I bought him a Christian tape, and he'd go by blaring it in his car. He just loved it, you know? He loved country, so I got him the Statler Brothers. You know, and he just loved that. He just thought that was cat's meow. He'd go to Sam's Club and buy the great big things of popcorn because he knew I liked popcorn. And he'd buy one for himself and one for me.
Aww.
We're just friends, you know. Nice man.
Thank you, Jesus, for good folk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, you guys have awesome stories that need to be on the testimonies page. People would love this.
Yep.
Helps them know God is real and working.
Oh, yeah, I never even thought it that way, you know. Sometimes it just, I don't know, I just accept it and move on to the next one, you know. Not that I'm looking for miracles in my life. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, I need that in my life. That kind of fuels my energy and my spirit, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Sophie kind of blessed me. She came over last night with Grandma, and she just, like a pig in mud, she just was off with the shoes, the boots, the coat, and she was watching. She says, Nana, I got to watch Disney Plus.
Yeah.
So I have to turn it on. You know, she even picks up the remote and tries to talk to the remote. And she don't know you have to hit a button. But give her time, believe me. She likes to dirty my bay windows, my glass sliding doors.
Oh,
I
yeah.
clean them and she mucks them up. Literally. I had her lips stuck on there, print, you know. I said, my Lord, that kid. And she actually looks, if they're dirty, she won't bother them. But if I clean them, oh, yeah, she goes up and mucks them up. She don't like clean windows, I guess.
Just for you, Grandma, just for you.
Oh, yeah. She's my character.
Well, all right, guys. Anybody else? This Felicia, you've been quiet tonight, but I'm not saying that's not like you.
No, just listening tonight.
All right. How's things in Opelika?
They're okay.
Good.
I did get week one finished, so I'm happy. 4 more weeks for this class.
Come on.
Yeah.
Go, girl, go. Go, go, go. Watch God move. Watch God move. Make sure you tell Brother Layaway that when he makes a steak, he's got to make a potato, too, even if he just bakes it in a nuker.
He's turning carnivore on me.
The only way to build long ears and healthy feet is you got to eat your vegetables. I love you.
Let's not get arrogant.
I love you, Casey. Good to have you, man. You're a good buddy.
Everybody's got to anoint their bones. So it's all coming in now, chopped up.
Yeah. Yeah, we got, somebody's got a mic problem, but it seems to be Felicia's.
It probably didn't have the volume on max, and I turned it down even more.
Do you have a case on your phone?
Yeah.
Is it loose?
No, it's tight.
Because that was one of my problems with my case one time. But it's all right. We're just here, and we're us, and we're doing good.
I say anoint the phone.
Yes, anoint the phone. I agree. But don't dip it in oil. Just put a little touch on the phone.
Amen.
Because it works. All right, guys. I think I better get off here because we still got one more program to go. If everybody's, I'll say like my dad used to say, if all hearts are free, let's arise.
You all come back now, here.
We are coming back, Roger. You too, man.
Back tomorrow.
Thank you for being a part of our lives, every one of you.
Yes.
Every single one of you. We really mean it. Phyllis, thanks so much for telling us your story tonight.
Yes.
Thank you. You guys just.
And Sunday.
Keep sticking with us, and we'll just make. Go ahead.
Like glue.
Yeah, like glue. Stick like glue. Super glue.
Gorilla glue.
Gorilla glue. There you go. Right there. Gorilla glue. Yep. All right. See you guys soon.
God bless you all.
God bless you.
We love you guys.
Thanks for being in our
lives.
Bye bye.